Chapter 66. We make our way through a garden that is no longer lush and familiar. The smell of scorched earth greets us. The trees have been burned to ash. The flowers have been trampled into mud. The silver arch that once led to the grotto has been battered and ripped from the ground. The swing I fashioned from silver thread hangs in tatters. Tears bead in Miss McCleathy's eyes.
I dreamed of seeing it again, but not like this.
Falsen puts his arm around her shoulders. What is happening? Anne asks, cradling a handful of broken blossoms.
Most High!
Gorgon slips into view on the river. She is alive and unharmed. I've never been happier to see her. Falsen takes a step backward.
What the hell is that?
A friend, I say, running for the river. Gorgon, can you tell us what is happening? What you've seen? The snakes of her hair hiss and writhe.
Madness,
Gorgon says.
All is madness.
It's war, then,
Miss McCleathy says.
War,
Gorgon spits the word.
That is what they call it, to give the illusion of honour and law. It is chaos, madness and blood and the hunger to win. It has always been thus and shall always be so.
Gorgon, we must get to the Tree of All Souls. We mean to take it down. Is there a safe passage to the Winterlands?
No place is safe now, Most High, but I shall take you down the river all the same.
We set sail. The river does not sing softly today. It doesn't sing at all. Some places have escaped the ravages of the Winterlands creatures. Other spots have not been as lucky. In those places they've left terrible calling cards, spikes with bloodied flags, reminders that they will show no mercy. When we pass the Caves of Sighs, several of the Hajin peek out from their hiding places. Asher waves to me from the shore. Gorgon, over there, I call. We pull to the shore, and Gorgon lowers the plank so that Asher may board.
They ride everywhere, Asher says. I fear they have ridden to the forest folk.